Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He had it done by Bob Anderson, who is now in Green Bay, used to be right there in Charlotte. He's the top foot guy. You know, when somebody hurts a foot or ankle, they go to him. As far back as when Derek Jeter broke his ankle, he went there. In sports, people like going to the super surgeons. They ask their friend, hey, you hurt your knee, who'd you go to? And they'll tell them. So there's a very limited number of surgeons. And so having a foot injury is not that big a deal, because you just call Bob and ask him how things are going. And teams basically take that on faith. Their team doctors are seldom going to overrule that. Not being able to get their hands on him does matter, but not as much as people think. That said, Cam Newton is one of those guys who was always going to end up on the short end of this. He was not going to get a seat as we played the quarterback musical chairs. He's a guy that's going to have to find the right fit. He's going to have to convince a team that he's their guy. It's a short-term deal. You know, he's kind of going to have to prove it. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes, because this is a guy that fits pretty much anywhere. You don't have to recreate your offense. People say, well, you know, the running quarterback. He's not so much a running quarterback anymore. Running quarterbacks, as they age, don't run as much. He's still got a strong arm. That's never really been a question, despite the shoulder issues. He's a very smart quarterback. He's a very big quarterback. So really, whatever way you want to go, you can with him, and I think it's very capable. So I think he's going to find a place. There's no question about that. It certainly isn't a Kaepernick question. As I saw somebody say, I was like, you know, what's his controversy? Bad hats? So I think he's going to end up somewhere, but certainly factors are working against him.
Talking with Will Carroll, he is our injury expert. Will, we were talking earlier in the program to our Atlanta United color analyst, Jason Longshore. In regards to Joseph Martinez, if they extend the season out, Jason, and they take it, say, instead of ending in October, ending in December, Jason's of the belief that it's possible that Joseph Martinez could return not just for a playoff run, but maybe even for a couple or a few regular season games. That's kind of point A I want to ask you about Joseph Martinez in the ACL. Point B is, what should we look for in terms of markers as fans to know that he's progressing properly? I mean, if he posts, like, you know, can he walk? Is he doing certain, you know, leg things? I mean, what's the next step, you know, from surgery? What's the first thing that would say to you that his recovery is going as planned?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he's probably already walking. You know, people think that you're in an immobilizer or heck, a full body cast forever. They get them moving very, very quickly these days. I think the next thing you're going to see, and this isn't going to be, you know, next week or anything, when he starts running, and you'll see, you know, that he's moving. It'll look more natural. You often see, heck, I remember when Todd Gurley did this coming into the draft. He had that video of him sprinting. Well, he was doing it in a straight line, but it still looked very impressive. You know, the big thing is going to be cutting, but that's going to be 3-4 months down the line. Remember, Martinez did have the kind of surgery done by Freddie Fu, just not the normal ACL surgery we see. It's the kind that we've seen in Chiellini, who came back in 5 months, the kind we saw in Zlatan Ibrahimovic, that came back in 6 months. It's a very different kind of surgery. It's literally more anatomically correct, and we'll have to see how it goes. But Martinez does have a chance to delay, just like in baseball, with a couple guys who were going to miss the start of the season. This does work into his hands.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert, and the writer of the columnist at Under the Knife. So, Will, I got a question. Like, Ty Gurley, he's going to practice on grass out there at Flowery Branch, but he's going to play on turf. How much you think that's going to affect him on game days?
You know, honestly, it's the turf that I worry about. You know, turf is harder, and the question of the preparation is always a big deal. Now, obviously, Atlanta's a big convention town. People don't think about what happens at Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the week, but they don't just sit there and wait for the next game. They'll roll that turf up. They have to put it back down. They have to put the substrate down. That's been a major problem here in Indianapolis with Lucas Oil Stadium, which has been the absolute worst stadium for foot, ankle, and knee injuries over the last 5 years. So how they handle that is going to be very key. But if he's going to be on grass more than he's going to be on turf, it's much less of a concern. For the Colts, all their fields, including what they use at training camp, same exact turf, which I think is good. You get a consistency. But it doesn't give you much of a break. So that is something I think is going to work in Gurley's favor.
Talking with Will Carroll, he's our injury expert. Well, Will, we appreciate this. We will certainly get into the NFL draft, but if you could give me just one quick thing if the NFL draft sounds like it might go on the 23rd, how these teams will, you know, evaluate these players and how they look at them. Is this going to be an issue in the next month?
It's certainly going to be a problem for the lower level guys, the guys that they haven't touched. You know, certainly, you know, everybody's going to be talking about Tua Tagovailoa, who looked pretty good in that video. But again, that video was set up so that it didn't test exactly what you were looking for with that hip. Still did look pretty good. It's those guys in the fifth and sixth rounds that are going to have more of a problem. The GMs want to be able to talk to them more, get their hands on them, get their doctors on them, but they're going to have the medical records. I think what we're going to see is a little bit riskier of a draft, but let's face it, we've got almost no sports news, and what have we been talking about? Cam Newton and Tom Brady signing and all these deals that are happening in the NFL. It's hard for me to see how the NFL wouldn't go at the time, because it's still a month away. Who knows what's going to happen? A week feels like a year these days. But that's going to be the biggest event in the world outside of, you know, the daily virus talk. So I can't see them delaying this. I think they'll make the GMs put up with the not having the normal touch and feel. Remember, even if you draft somebody, you don't have to sign them. So we'll probably find one or two surprises where somebody doesn't pass a physical. But even that's going to be unusual. They saw these guys a lot. They know who can play and who can't. It's just a matter of you can't put that finishing touch on it the way you normally do.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Will Carroll, injury expert, joining us on the WaveForward.com hotline this morning. Of course, he writes the column Under the Knife. Leroy Reynolds was a member of the Atlanta Falcons, left. He's now back with the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll talk with him live next with John and Hugh on the Morning Show on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game and 90.9thegame.com. We stream 24/7, 365. Get the app for radio.com.
Give you the latest. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Live across Metro Atlanta on a beautiful day, beautiful Thursday. As we start thinking about sports down the road in the fall and the Atlanta Falcons, the NFL draft a month from today is slated 4 weeks from today for the NFL draft. Falcons made a move yesterday to bring back a familiar face. Leroy Reynolds is back in a Falcons uniform, played for the team back in 2016, 2017, was part of a couple of great teams for the Atlanta Falcons, left and has returned to the club, and he joins you and I this morning on the Morning Show on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Leroy.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. So, Leroy, how have you been keeping yourself busy since you've been quarantined, man?
Oh, well, man, it's been a time where I've just been able to spend with my family. My little daughter, she was born last year, so I've been doing that, spending time with her, getting my workouts in the garage and around the area. That's how I've just been keeping busy, staying ready.
Well, so welcome back. Go ahead, you.
No, you got it, John. You got it. I was just going to ask him. So what do you remember about your first time here with the Atlanta Falcons, and what do you think potentially is going to be different this next time around?
Well, just the culture, you know, we created and reestablishing that, recreating that. I think that's big for the program and, you know, for what we bring as a brotherhood. Just keeping that motto and keeping that all-in mindset is kind of what we just has already established. So I'm just kind of being a piece to the puzzle. Those guys got, you know, leaders in place and everybody in place. So just to get back and reconnect with those guys is most important.
Leroy Reynolds, of course, played ball at University of Virginia. He's back as an Atlanta Falcon. And what was it that drew you back, Leroy, to come back to this team in addition to what you were talking about with Hugh? Is it fond memories or is it, you know, hope for the future or both?
Oh man, both. And I think just having a genuine relationship with Coach Brick, Coach DQ, all those guys in the building, TD, just having that good relationship that, you know, we felt it was right. So I think that's what drew me back. Knowing those guys had my back, knowing those guys stood on the table for me, and we had great years together. So just those memories, knowing those guys had my back, it was a no-brainer for me.
We're talking to Leroy Reynolds, new addition to the defensive side of the ball on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So when you look at all the offensive players that they've amassed, did that make your decision even easier to come back to Atlanta?
I think just definitely. When you look at just all the things and the tools they're adding in, it's exciting now. And I think something that we all look forward to. So I know it's a lot of work we're going to have to get done to get to where we need to be, but that's definitely an exciting thing to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it could be fun for you to roll back into Flowery Branch.
Oh, man, so much fun. So much fun. Can't wait to take that ride up the road.
Leroy Reynolds, old and now new Falcons linebacker with John and Hugh, running alongside Debo and running behind Grady still. Some of those old pieces are still there, so there will be some familiar to you. And there's also going to be new pieces, too, in guys like Tack McKinley and Dante Fowler Jr. and Foye Oluokun.
Yeah, definitely. And I was there actually when Tack got there. That was his first year. And then,
that's right.
And then when Dante was a rookie, I was with him in Jacksonville for a short stint. So I know him as well. So, man, just getting back with those guys, Debo, Grady, man, and Rico, and KZ, and being around all those guys, I know it's going to provide so much energy just to be in the locker room, just to be at work together. So I'm excited just for, you know, what we have and what we're going to bring to it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking with Leroy Reynolds, Falcons linebacker. And, Leroy, one of your stocks in trade as a player is your great ability to be a tremendous special teams player. It was always one of the things the Falcons kind of leaned on with you in addition to your linebacking duties. Is that something that you take pride in, something you work on, or is it just kind of the secondary part of the game and it just kind of falls to you?
Oh, definitely primary. Being in this league, coming in as undrafted rookie, that was my key in, and that's why I promoted to a lot of guys. And it's more so a mentality. Like, it has to be something that you want to do. It's a special part of the game that I enjoy, and I enjoy getting other guys around me. I think that's the part of the game that, you know, it adds up all together. Special teams is always a key factor. So just to have that camaraderie with teams and be a leader on teams is something I always pride myself in.
We're talking to Leroy Reynolds, Falcons linebacker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So what's one of the things that you miss most about being in the city of Atlanta? Not at your back. What did you miss most about when you weren't here?
Oh, man, just the atmosphere, game days and the amazing locker room and just the time we spent in the Georgia Dome with my brothers, man, the great times we had in 16 and in 17. Honestly, man, just those memories, being at work, going to work every day, being around the guys that I was so familiar with, you know. So after this, two-year hiatus of traveling and being on different teams, it plays, great just to be back and be around my brothers. I think that's the biggest thing.
So, Leroy, you've been in the house for a little while. What is your go-to quarantine snack that you got to have since you've been at home on lockdown?
Man, listen, I wouldn't lie to you, man. I've been holding off on the snacks, man, this spring. I've been trying to lock in on my diet, so I wouldn't say I have a go-to.
You can't mess around now, right, because you can't go to the gym, can't do nothing.
right, you got to eat strict. So I'm just I'm making sure I eat as strict as possible, man. So that's all I'm focused on.
But the struggle is real.
Probably should, you know, remind Leroy that as he comes back to Atlanta, I'm glad, Leroy Reynolds, that you are excited about returning to the Falcons, but you do know Tom Brady's in the division.
Right.
Dang, John. Really? Really, John? Like, he ain't worried
about Well, no, he gets two shots at him, right, Leroy? You get two shots at him.
I'm going to get him right. Don't worry about it, Leroy. I'm going to get him right. That's a crazy question.
Nah, man, it's going to be great, man. And I'm excited. I know all of us are excited, you know, to continue to play at a high level and be able to compete with, you know, someone that elite. It's something, you know, we all look forward to. Him, Drew Brees, and Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's going to be great, you know, to compete with all those guys. And I know that, you know, that's what we'll be focused on.
Well, Leroy, it's great to have you back in town. Great to catch up with you. We look forward to seeing you back with the team and whatever the new uniforms look like.
Leroy,
this year.
Can't get fat, dog. Can't get fat.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're going to get right now.
Get it right.
Yes, sir. We'll do.
Thank you, Leroy.
No worries, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you for having me.
Leroy Reynolds, now old and now new Atlanta Falcons linebacker, and he was a really key member of that special teams unit. I'm glad they brought him back because he was an energy guy who really filled a lot of space, and you could tell that they really liked the idea of the depth that he provides at linebacker and what he provides across the board for this team. One of the reasons
you ain't hit it with the Tom Brady, did you? Come on, John.
I just wanted to get him. You know, he gets two cracks at him. I want to see Leroy crack Tom Brady one time. Really crack it. You has always been fun. Do appreciate it.
And Andy Randy, since I don't get to do it, we don't get to do the crossover anymore. I got to do it now. Andy Randy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want that time for the breakfast meats.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.